Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is a Darm Daf Dalad. Darm Daf Dalad. We've been spoiled. Nazir Daf Dalad. We've been spoiled with the Darm and the first couple of Nazir, and we will have plenty of Daf in Nazir that are quite short, similar to the Daf in the Darm. Today's Daf, tomorrow's Daf, are actually much more back to regular sized Daf, so we have to move a little faster. Although Amud Beis goes rather quick and is also very much a Chazara of Gemaras that we had in the Darm. Okay, so we left off at the Gemara on Gimel Amud Beis. We had said in the Mishnah that if a person makes a Nazirus on parts, components of the din of Nazirus, says, I'm a Nazir from grape seeds, from grape skins, from cutting my hair, from Tumma. So those are all, he's not accepting all of the aspects of Nazirus, he's accepting some aspects of Nazirus. We had said in the Mishnah that I raise a Nazir, but Chol Tukviv Nazirus Lav. He's a Nazir, and he's a Nazir with all the dinim. He can't make that qualification. He can't separate to be a Nazir for part dinim, not for others. Once he accepts Nazirus, he's a Nazir for all dinim, and his qualification does not work. It says the Gemara, Masis Lekab Shimon, our Mishnah Lekab Shimon, we're at the bottom of Gimel and Beis by the Gemara. Masis Lekab Shimon, our Mishnah Lekab Shimon, the Tanya Shimon, Naimer, Eina Chayev, Achidu Mekula. Shimon says, we don't say he's a Nazir, and he's Chayev and everything. He's not considered a proper Nazir until he makes a Nazirus, he accepts Nazirus on everything. Rabban and Ami Rabban say no. Afilu Rabban are perfect like our Mishnah. Afilu Le Nazir, Ele B'chad Menoin, Havi Nazir. Even if he accepts Nazirus only from one of these matters, he is a full-fledged Nazir. What's the source of the Machlokes? My time, Rabban Shimon, what's about Rabban Shimon? Amar Kram Mikol Shias Megefen Yayin. The Lashon Mikol Asher Yas Megefen Yayin. We darshan, the Lashon Mikol, well, it's actually more than the Pasuk is, Mechartzanim Vadzag. From the seeds to the skin. Sounds like you're only a Nazir if you accepted Mikol from the seeds to the grape skins, every part of the Nazirus. Only if you accepted all, you're Nazir. If you don't accept it all, you're not a Nazir. It says, from Yayin and Sheikhar, he made a Nazirus. Sounds like even if his Nazirus is only that he accepted not to drink Yayin / Sheikhar, even if that was his old Nazirus, it's considered Nazirus. You see, even a partial Nazir, accepting Nazirus for part of the Din of Nazirus, does create a Din, a full status of Nazir. Now the Gemara is going to ask, what does each one, what does the Chum do, and Rav Shimon do with the other ones? Psukim. Rav Shimon Ami, Haksim Yav Sheikha Yazir. According to Rav Shimon, the Pasuk does say, Yav Sheikha Yazir, the Chum Darshan, that's alone, a Nazirus from Yayin and Sheikha alone is enough to create a Nazirus. What does Rav Shimon do with the Pasuk? Yav Sheikha Yazir. He needs it for the following Din. La'asa Yayin Mitzvah Kanrishus. He needs it to teach us that Yayin of Mitzvah is Usr just like Yayin of Rishus. Meaning, I would have had a thought that when a person makes himself a Nazir, he's a Nazir. We'll go first with a simple Taich of the Gemara, and then we'll see there's two ways to learn this Gemara. But I would have thought that he's Usr in drinking wine only when it's not related to a mitzvah. But if there's a mitzvah to drink wine, then maybe a Nazir's, the Isser of a Nazir to drink wine cannot override the mitzvah. What's the example? Mai, Kiddush of Avdalta. What would be an example? Kiddush and Avdalta is a mitzvah to have wine for Kiddush and Avdalta. And I would have thought that the din of Nazir does not override it. Says Gemara, what do you mean? So the simple way of reading the Gemara is that the Chayra, it's Pasha that the mitzvah of Kiddush Avdalta overrides the Nazirus. Because the Chayra there already is a mitzvah to have wine and Kiddush from Rasini. He's very much prohibited. His Nazirus can't be chal with regard to abstaining from drinking wine for Kiddush and Avdalta. So Taka doesn't work. Ella, Samara says, you know what? The Rav Shimon used the drasha form, Yayin Mishaycha, Al Teish, Lagabe Mitzvah. We mean the following mitzvah. Kihad Amarava, Shvush Eshtif. If a person makes a Shvua that he will drink, Shvua, he's going to drink wine. Because of Amarin Nazar, and then he makes a pledge of Nazirus. He's got a problem. He has a Shvua that say he's got to drink wine. He's got a Nazirus pledge that does not allow him to drink wine. Aisim, Nazirus Chal Shvua, Lachas, Nazirus is Chal on the Shvua, and it'll take away, even though he has a Shvua to drink wine, the Nazirus will take away his ability to drink wine. He'll have to kind of be over in the Shvua, after the Nazirus is Chal, and will not allow him to drink wine. That's the idea of Yayim B'Sheikh. Yayim B'Sheikh Yazir tells me, according to Shimon, that it's Chal even against the Shvua. Even though he has a Shvua that says he's going to drink wine, the Nazirus is Chal even against the Shvua. That's the simple way of reading the Gemara based on the gears that we have, which is Harei Mushba Vayimar Sinai. The Gemara was asking a question that Kiddush Avdalah, how can you say that the Nazirus overrides Kiddush Avdalah? He's Mushba Vayimar Sinai. But Tosfos asks a few bomb questions over here. Tosfos asks, Mahi, Kiddush Avdalah. Tosfos Devar Masal Mahi. Ask Tosfos, I don't understand. First of all, the same way you're saying that when he has a Shvua to drink wine, which is also clearly a Din Torah, and he makes a pledge of Nazirus, and Nazirus now does not allow him to drink wine. We say the pledge of his ears overrides his obligation, his mitzvah, so to speak, mitzvah deraisa, to drink wine al tashvua, and the pledge of his ears overrides it, so too. Say there's a mishpah, there's a pledge to have, we have obligation from our Sinai to have wine for Kiddush Havdalah, but the pledge of his ears overrides it. Meaning, you have a drasha here, miyayin v'sheicher yazir. I would say that the drasha is, even the maskana, what he's saying, the drasha is telling me that the pledge of his ears overrides the shvua, the obligation to drink wine off the shvua. No, so maybe the same drasha tells me overrides the obligation of Kiddush Havdalah. You're saying Mishav Yaimed, but the same thing would apply to shvua, and you weren't worried over there. Say that's good for the drasha over here as well, that it's coming to tell me that it overrides Kiddush Havdalah. Question number one. Question number two, Tais asks that the Gemara's Teretz of Shvua, I mean, it really goes same thing. The Gemara's Teretz of Shvua is still Stira, Manavshach. If you're telling me that for some reason, Miyayim B'Sheicha Yazir is not enough to override Kiddush Havdalah, why is it enough to override Shvua? Why is it enough to override Shvua? So it's really, the first two questions are not the same questions, two separate questions, but it's kind of Manavshach. You have a Drasha, and the Drasha can tell me, even though Mishma Vayimid, the Drasha still works. And if you tell me it doesn't work, then why does it work by Shvua? That's question number two. Question number three is, Kiddush Havdalah Daraisa? Yes, maybe there's a din, not maybe. We know the more brachas of Chafa Beis tells us that Dvar Torah, even Nashim HaMachayiv, in Kiddush Havdalah. And what's the source of Kiddush Havdalah? Pasta Zach V'Shamar, Zachriah Al-Yayin, remember not wine. So we know there's definitely a source of Zachar, Asiyah B'Shabbos HaKadshay, telling me that you have to have Kiddush. But is that din of Zachriah Al-Yayin, this they have to use wine for the Kiddush, is that component also Teresa? Remember, it's only relevant to us over here by Nazir is that the drinking wine is a problem. Kiddush, of course, not a problem. The drinking wine is a problem. Well, is the drinking wine component of the Kiddush, is that Teresa? The Chayra, once he says Chiv Teresa, Pashtas, when he just Tavish for Nesrei, and he says Kiddush in Kiddush Yayim in Ma'ariv Shmanesrei on Shabbos, he's Yaitza, his mitzvah of Kiddush Shabbos. Ricky Vega says, if a person says Shabbatava, or as we say, Good Shabbos. When someone says Good Shabbos, he's sanctified Shabbos, he's saying Good Shabbos. So what's B'chlal the Gemara's question over here? That if you're Nazir, how is he going to drink wine? He needs to drink wine for Kiddush Havdalah. Because Kiddush Havdalah, the Gemara says, Harry Mishma Vayimid, he's Mishma Vayimid, it's Daraisa, he needs to drink wine with Daraisa, he needs to make Kiddush with Daraisa. Doesn't the Chayyav have to drink wine with Daraisa? That's why there's three questions. Again, today's first question is, you tell me, Harry Mishma Vayimid, how's the Ziris Chal against the mitzvah of drinking wine? Harry Mishma Vayimid, Tais Kash says, well, you have a drasha. Miyayim V'Sheikhar Yazir would tell me that it's Chal even against the mitzvah of drinking of Kiddush Havdalah. Number one. Number two, if for some reason Miyayim V'Sheicher Yazir does not work against the mitzvah because Mishma Vayimid, why does it work against Shvua? What's the Mar's next line? And question number three is, drinking wine b'chlal is not part of the Raisa. So Tais and the Rosh have a totally different way of reading the Gemara. Tais and the Rosh learn that the Mar's question, Hare Mishma Vayimid, is really Betema. And we'll go over it again. Says the Gemara, that, let's go back to the bottom line of the page of Gimel Beis. Says the Gemara, what does Rishim do Miyayim V'Sheicher Yazir? He needs it to tell me that there's an iser of yayin for another, even in a makom mitzvah. And the Gemara asks, what's that case? Mahi? Kedushas Havdalah. What's the case where you have a mitzvah and you tell me that the iser of Naziris is going to be chal, even when there's a mitzvah? Yeah, are you talking about Kiddush Havdalah? So now the next words are read betema. The wording, some actually switch the gears to v'chi. Instead of haray, the top part of the page, it's haray, to v'chi. So we'll read it with that gears. V'chi mushba v'aymer al-masinai, it's mamish opposite the first question. Why would you need a drasha to tell me that the Naziris overrides the mitzvah of Yayin by Kiddush Havdalah? It's are you mushba v'aymer to drink wine for Kiddush Havdalah? There's a mushba v'aymer for the mitzvah of Kiddush and Havdalah, but the wine component is not mushba v'aymer. So of course the Naziris overrides it, and I don't even need a drasha for that. That's the Mar saying. That the Mar answers, you're right. But if a person makes a shvua not to drink wine, that's a deraisa. I'm sorry, to drink wine. That's a deraisa where he has a mitzvah not to drink wine, and now we have this pasuk of teaching us that even though there's deraisa to drink wine, the Yayim V'Sheicher Yazir tells me that the pleasure of the Naziris overrides, goes against that din, deraisa of shvua. Now he can't drink wine, else the Naziris. Very gishmak. So according to Tais of the Rosh, the Gemara was not saying that there's a din of mishma v'aymed of drinking wine for Kiddush Havdalah mid deraisa. It was opposite. V'chi mishma, is it mishma v'aymed? It's not mishma v'aymed to drink wine. This really gets to, I mean, the basic idea is that Kiddush Havdalah was saying the Kiddush is deraisa for sure, but the Kiddush al kais, when we think of Kiddush, we think of kais, of wine, the Kiddush al kais, the wine component, is not necessarily, that is not deraisa. Now the Gemara, the Mefarsh, seems to read the Gemara with the simple girsa, and according to Farsh, it would seem like that Zechariah al yayin is deraisa. The din of Zechariah al yayin is taka deraisa. Quartes was saying, Zechariah al yayin is asmachta, remembered on wine, is kind of like a jarabanan. The deraisa is just to remember Shabbos, remembering it on wine is only rabbinic. Now the Gemara puts together Kiddush Havdalah, sounds like Kiddush Havdalah are two peas in the pod, are the same. It is a big discussion. Kiddush, we know, is certainly deraisa. not necessarily a case, but Kiddush is the Raisa according to all the Rishonim. Even Taisa says that the Yayin component is not the Raisa, the Kiddush is the Raisa. Havdalah, there's Machlekes if it's the Raisa. Now, Pashta, we say it is the Raisa as well. Rama brings the Raisa, Miri brings Tut Stadim, whether it's the Raisa or not. But Pashta, we say it's the Raisa, but there's a Tzad Havdalah, is not the Raisa, number one. Number two, Chilik between Kiddush Havdalah, Chamar Medina, let's say, can work for Havdalah. It doesn't work for Kiddush. Most places say you can't use Kiddush, you have to use a proper wine. Kiddush, certainly Kiddush Friday night. We're not focused on Kiddush on Shabbos day. That's also the Rabbanon. Kiddush Friday night. And next, Chilik, Kiddush is part of the Kviya Suda. The Havdalah is not part of any Kviya Suda. Kiddush is part of being Kviya Suda Friday night. Havdalah is not part of Kviya Suda. That's why, if one does not have wine for Kiddush, you know what he could use bread. He can make Kiddush on bread. It's part of the Kviya Suda. But Havdalah is also seen as making Havdalah on bread. And lastly, the Kiddush, the Geffen is not just, the Bracha of Bar Pegeven is not just in order to have Kiddush al Kais. There's an element of having Bari Priya Geffen in the Kiddush. Whereas by Havdalah, you don't even get a Geffen. The verb is to have Havdalah al Kais, and that's why you can use the Chamar Medina. You can have al Kais. That's a various chalukah between Kiddush and Havdalah. One other point, I know we have short of time, we said before, but we can't go through this topic of Kiddush Havdalah and not mention, I mentioned Rekiv Eger, and not mention the famous question we discussed many times in the past, Shabbos, Brachas, that a husband comes up from Shul, and he makes Kiddush, and he's mitzi his wife. Husband daven ma'ariv v'n shul. If he daven ma'ariv v'n shul, he's yetzah kiddush mid'raisa already. He's yetzah mid'raisa already. Now when he goes back home to make kiddush, he's being yetzah the d'rabbanon of kiddush al-kais, but he's already yetzah kiddush mid'raisa. The wife who needs to hear kiddush, she still needs, a woman has right, the chiv of Shabbos, right, like a man. That's the more of brachas we referenced on the Chaf HaBeis, which says that t'var t'ayra nashim ha-mechuyiv in kiddush. Why? What's better than the source? Because the pasuk we compares Zachar Shemesh Shabbos Akachai to Shamar Shemesh Shabbos Akachai, due to the Lashonis in Yisrael Meschana and the Seres Dibros. And women are certainly included in all the Laisas of Shabbos, so in all the Shamars of Shabbos, so too they're included in the Asays of Shabbos. So a woman is a Mechuyiv in, even though it's Magrama, the Mechuyiv in Kiddush. So the wife over here is a Chiv Deraisa right now, for Kiddush. Husband is only holding by now a Chiv Derabana, because he already was Yetzah, the Chiv Deraisa. How is the husband who's only doing a Chiv Derabana, might say Deraisa? Unless you say, remember the Brachas, and the sugis over there discuss whether b'chuyiv b'davim b'darabanan could be meitzi. Someone who's only b'chuyiv b'darabanan could be meitzi. Someone b'daraisa, but that is the shaila. So of course, there's also a kinds of arvus. There's a kinds of arvus. Even if I already yetsa the chiyuv, I can be meitzi you if you're not yetsa. So that could be, that's part of that conversation there. But there's various answers given how we can balance out the chiyuv of the husband with the chiyuv of the wife. One answer is that the wife davens ma'ariv. Some people have the minhag that the wives, women almost never daven. They don't daven too often. They're busy with the family because they say Shema, they say Brachos. They don't daven. But Friday night, for some reason, they daven. So partially because it's, what else supposed to do? You can't do any malacha. Husband's in shul. What are you going to do to daven? The idea of women davening specifically Friday night comes from this notion that she should be on par with the husband. She daven ma'ariv, so her kiddush is also going to be the same level as the husband because they both already daven ma'ariv. That's one answer. What another malach is that, according to Mefarish, Kiddush al-Kais deraisa. It's not a problem. The husband's still mechuyiv deraisa to make Kiddush al-Kais. Another teretz says that the husband has a mind in shul not to be yetzah, whether it's conscious or subconscious. He knows he's going home to make Kiddush al-Kais. And even if it's only midrabanan, certainly it's mechuyiv to have the Kiddush al-Kais. So even though he's saying Kiddush and Shemoneh Esrei, maybe at the very least it's like a t'nai. He's being yetzah, Kiddush, Shemoneh Esrei, and shul, only b'tanai that he doesn't end up making Kiddush somehow. But if he ends up making Kiddush, the Kiddush that he makes al-Kais should be the proper Kiddush he's yetzah with. So since that becomes his Iker Kiddush, the Kiddush al-Kais, he's mates the wife, that's fine. But according to Kiva Hager, the simple terence that we just referenced is, as long as the wife says good Shabbos, as long as she says good Shabbos, she's yetzah the Chiv deraisa of Kiddush. She's mekadesh Shabbos deraisa. Now she's on the same par as the husband that only is Rabbanon. Those are four different answers how we can have the wife and the husband on the same level. Okay, back to Gemara. I'm sorry? So according to Taisa the Rush, that's Kufa the word saying. Exactly. That's exactly the point. We don't read it, Hari Mishpa V'aymen, that's Chiba Deraisa. You read a question for Batema, Hari Mishpa V'aymen, or some actually switch the Girsa. V'chi Mishpa V'aymen, is Deraisa? It's not a Deraisa. You don't need a pasuk to tell me that the Isser Nazir overrides Kiddush Ravdallah. The whole Din of Yain is only Darbanim. Exactly what you're saying. That is Taisa and the Rush are learning. Okay, Givaldi. Says the Gemara. Rabbananami. Lesser yayin mitzvah kaiyim reshus. Ask them right now. L'chayra, they're using yayin v'sheicher yazir to teach me that even if you could accept part of the din of naziris, you're a full nazir. But what happens? How do they know this din that the isser of nazir overpowers even against a mitzvah? Not reshus. Im kain lemakra miyayin. My v'sheicher. You have two words there. What's v'sheicher? Shmami natar. You can learn about both. We learned the din that an acceptance of nazir is only a yayin is enough to be full nazir and that the din of Azir overrides even when there's a mitzvah to drink wine. Ask the Gemara, Reb Shimon, what's Reb Shimon going to What's Rishim going to do with this double? We have Yayin and Sheikhar. They're going to learn two different things. What's Rishim going to learn out from this double lashon of Yayin and Sheikhar? How many times is the chesiv Sheikhar? You know why it says Sheikhar? The custom Sheikhar? La lufe Sheikhar, Sheikhar and Lamikdash. To learn out Sheikhar, Sheikhar and Lamikdash. What does that mean? The chesiv Yayin and Sheikhar Tesh, Atu Venecha, Itcha. This is a commandment about a Kayin, to iron a Kayin, right? About going in to a the base of Mikdash under the influence. So it says, Yayin v'sheikhar, you should not drink, you and your sons with you when you go to the Mikdash. Maga minazir, Yayin v'dulisir, aval shamashkin lay. Afka Mikdash nami, Yayin v'dulisir, aval shamashkin mishakrin lay. So b'chiddush. Don't say that the issue of going to the Mikdash is being, when a person is not with his full faculty, when he's inebriated, he can't go to the Mikdash, whether it got that way because of drinking wine, or he got that way because of some other method of some edible or some other drink that can get him excited. So we say, just like by Nazir, the Isra specifically wine, so too the Isra to go into the Mikdash, where a person that doesn't have his full reg, he's a little bit drunk, or not drunk from wine per se, but a little bit high, that's only a problem with dafka from wine, not from anything else that makes him Mishtakrin, Shikr. Ula Fukim Rabbi Yehuda, to the exclusion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with this because Rabbi Yehuda holds, Achal Devil Kilis. What if he eats pressed, like a certain type of pressed figs from Kilis, which would have intoxicating properties to it, make the person a little bit high? Or Vishasa Devash V'chalav, where you drink honey and milk, honey or milk, which sometimes apparently can have an intoxicating effect. The Nichols the Mikdash, he goes to the Mikdash, Chayiv, he's Chayiv, because it's a lot of Dafka. When you're going into the Mikdash while intoxicated, that's a problem, says Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Shimon is going to learn, B'yayim v'sheikher, that no, we learn from the extra word sheikher, that just like by Nazir, it's Dafka, a din of wine, and not other midi mishakran, so too by going to the Mikdash without full faculties, only Nisr, if it's wine, not if it's the other, another type of midi de b'shakran.
So what makes you positive that by Nazirus it's only iron?
What do you mean?
How do you know? Maybe Nazirus is also bourbon.
It says miyayim b'shakran.
So maybe shakran means bourbon.
I'm not sure about your question.
No, because
there's a fundamental difference. By Nazir, there's no emphasis on being intoxicated. By Nazir, the emphasis was refraining from Yayin v'sheikhar. Right? You now you have grape seeds and grape peels. The emphasis is on wine and wine grape products. Right? There's no emphasis on being drunk, on being intoxicated. By going to the Mikdash, clearly there was an issue of going into the Mikdash without proper faculty. So the Chum is going to say, still, it's only, what Shimon is going to say, I should say, still, it's only when it's via wine, like by Nazir. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the Iker focuses on being intoxicated, but L'chari, that was only a concern in the first place by going to the Mikdash. There's no source, as far as I know, to say that Nazir is related to that Nekudah. Okay. Ibayis Ema, Rabbi Shimon Lasse Isser Chalisser. Or you could say another usage of Yayin v'sheikhar, Rabbi Shimon Lasse Isser Chalisser. Rabbi Shimon does not hold that Isser Chalisser. This sounds a little funny, because we often in Shas say, ain't Isser Chalisser. When we're saying now that Rabbi Shimon Lasse Isser Chalisser, it means he subscribes to the opinion, Lasse Isser Chalisser. He doesn't have that Isser Kibichal Nesser, meaning he holds an Isser is not Chal on an Isser. He holds, like we often say, Isser is not Chalisser. Itanya, Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Hayach Nevev Yom Kippurim, Pater, one who eats Nevev Yom Kippur is Pater for carbon, unbelievable. One who eats Yom Kippur, of course, is Chayav carbon. If he eats B'shegig, if he's made Chayav Karas, if he's B'shegig, he's Chayav carbon. Yet a person who eats Nevev Yom Kippur is not Chayav carbon. You know why? Because there already was an Isser of Nevela before the Isser of Yom Kippur came on. So once it's Asas Nevela, Isser of Yom Kippur, of Yom Kippur is not Chal, and therefore he's not going to be Chayav a carbon. So what Shaykh is? So Rabbi Shimon was saying over here too, the same idea, that it says in the Pasuk, of Nazir, it says the lashon of Yayin v'sheikhar, or double lashon. It's telling me that once there already is an isser, a second isser won't be chal. Let's say this person made a shvua. He made a shvua that he's not going to drink wine, and then he makes himself a nazir. He then declares nazirus. Is he going to be chal over twice? One for the shvua and one for the nazirus. The answer is no. He will not, because ain isser chal al isser. That is the opposite. According to Rav Shimon, it should be that you're not chal, you're not over for naziris, because ain't chal eser. And the fact that the pasuk says yayin v'sheikhar, the extra lush of yayin v'sheikhar tells me, the extra drush of sheikhar tells me that by naziris, that's an exception to the rule, and isser's chal eser. That's the point. It's an exception to the rule that over here isser's chal eser. And apparently, the Mar doesn't spell this out for us, but apparently, according to Chamin, the Mar doesn't go back and have the Chamin know this din, that by Nazir is Issachal Isser. Apparently, according to Chamin, we would have known it without the Drasha. Apparently, either they hold in general Issachal Isser, or certainly with Isser Maisif is a kailal, and the pledge of Naziris is more inclusive, more encompassing Isser, and therefore the Rabban held you don't need a drasha to say that you're going to be over a separate Isser of Naziris on top of the pledge not to drink wine that he already made. It's going to be, you're going to be over. The Rabban held without it. Rabban Shimon needed this drasha to say that by Nazir there's an exception that Isser is chal al Isser. Okay, now the Mar goes the other way. What did the Rabban do with Rabban Shimon's drasha? Rabban Nami Aksiv, because you asked me Gefen Yayin, so shouldn't it mean, Bechatzan Mazak, shouldn't it mean you need all the components of Naziris to be a Nazir? Amalach Rabbanan, Hasam Li made al Sir Nazir. That's coming to teach me about this. Who knows the Shemsar for Zemza? No, that pasuk doesn't tell me that I need to include all the components of the Isser Naziris for me to be a Nazir, for Naziris to be Chal. I need to accept it all upon myself for me to be Chal. No, but it's teaching me a stamazer that when a person's a Nazir, you can combine. We know the halachas if he eats a gazayas of grape, he's going to be Chayiv. For being over Naziris, Chayiv Malchus for over Naziris. Halachas is yet Malchus if he eats a half gazayas of grape seeds and half gazayas of grape peels, that also is enough to combine to make an Isser Gemara. That's Mustafa one for another to make a shear of Kazayas to get Malkus for Naziris. Says Mar Rav Shimon less late Tziruf. Rav Shimon less late Tziruf is a little misleading. Lashon Nazir Mishuna. Some actually apply Lashon Nazir Mishuna right to the top of the page, coming later in the daf. But Rav Shimon less late Tziruf over means he does not need. If you look at the words in Taisvis, the first one Taisvis, Kaleimar ain't sarich yitter letziruf. Of course, he agrees that the tziruf. You don't need yitter for that. In Tanya Shemayber, Kol Shulam Malkus, Larmu Kazayis Elin Kavrin. It could combine all day long. I don't even need a pasuk for that. You know why? Rav Shimon holds you don't need a kazayis to be Iver Malkus. When it comes to being Chayv Malkus for another eating grape seeds or grape skins or the like, he's Chayv Malkus even if he's a drop. Normally, we say a person needs to eat a shear of achilas kazayis be Chayv Malkus. Rav Shimon says no. At least certainly over here, but another Rav Shimon holds that one who eats a drop is Chayv Malkus. Carbon indeed needs a kazayis. You want to make a person Chayv carbon, he would need a kazayis. But in order to be Chayv Malkus, he is Chayv Malkus even. With regard to a drop, not a kazayis, you don't need tzir for that. Okay, says the Mishnah. Harini kishimshin. The fellow says, we know shimshin, of course, was directed, was a neviyah, while his mother was pregnant, that he should be a nazir l'Hashem all of his days. So shimshin was not really nazir, another word for shimshin is like a nazir aylam. But he did have some unique dina. We pointed out with our Tamil before the Sad Mesechta that shimshin was able to become Tamil Mason. He was a Nazir Shimshin is Nazir's dad's whole life, but the person could become Tamei to Mason. There was a video going around. There's a fellow who is a right now, I'm sure there's more than one, in Eretz Yisrael. He is a Nazir. He's a Nazir Shimshin. He's a Nazir Shimshin. Hasn't cut his ear in 5 years. And he was defending how we've spoken back and forth about the mildness or the chesroinus of being a Nazir. He's defending that Lemaisef is done properly. It is Kedusha. It's Kaddish. Kaddishia. And he was saying that he goes to funerals. There's no problem, obviously, because this didn't. He goes to Levayas because Nazir Shimshin is allowed to. A Nazir Eilim cannot. Nazir Eilim is the regular din of Nazir. If someone makes a declaration of Nazir Eilim, he cannot go to Levayas. There's other differences. Nazir Shimshin he can't ask out of. Where's another? Well, we'll see them coming up. A Nazir Eilim he can't. Let's see them coming up in the next Mishnah. But let's first see about Nazir introduce a Lashainus of Shimshin. Hareni Kishimshin. The fellow says, I am like Shimshin. Or, B'kivem Anayach. Same person. I'm like Bemanayach, Kibal Delilah. I'm like the husband of Delilah. Of course, we know these all Shimshin. Kamisha Akar Dal Saza, like the one who tore out the gates of Aza, or Kamisha Dekra Pushed to Messina, the one who pushed him toward his eyes. Hareza Nazir Shimshin. These are all the Shainas that render him a Nazir Shimshin. If you look in the Mefarash, Rav says, all these are not, he's not saying all these are Shainas, he's saying Ay. Irene Shimshin, if he says that, or if he says Kamimanayach, or if he says Kabbalat Lila, those all the Shainas of Naziris. It's a little bit shver because the Gemara right away is going to say that's not the case. Says the Gemara, Lami Mislin Kol Kol Hala, why have to give me five different descriptions of referencing things like Shimshin? Well, they're all good. What's the chiluk? What's the chiddush in five different ways? Srihi, Tiyam Harini Shimshin. If he says such a similar Shimshin, Havamina Shimshin Achmina. Shimshin could be many. There's many people named Shimshin. Who he means the Shimshin that was Nazir. Kamash Blan Kibemanayach. Therefore, it's Kibemanayach. And even so, if you talk Kibemanayach, Havamina, it could demiskriyachi. Even if you say Kibemanayach, I would think also that maybe there's someone else who's Bemanayach. Maybe there's a fellow named Manayach, and he's a son, and he's referring to that guy's son. It doesn't mean Shimshin from the Tanakh. Says the Gemara, Kamash Malan, Kabal Dalila, or Kamishna Kapushimas Einav, when you have Kabal Dalila there, or Kamishna Kapushimas, or the Gemara doesn't speak it out, but Kamisha Akar, Dalai says Aza, right? One who tore down the gates of Gaza, but any one of those last three descriptions make it clear that we're talking about the Shimshin, who was the Nazir, Shimshin from Tanakh, and therefore that makes it good. So according to the Gemara's command, this is what Tais learns, we're saying, it's not or any one of those five Lashainas. The first two Lashainas would need one of the last three Lashainas to work. The last three could work, but the first two would need one of the last three Lashainas to work. Okay. Ma bein nazir elam nazir shibshin. What's the difference between nazir elam and nazir shibshin? Like we're saying that a nazir elam is a shibshin was nazir forever, and nazir elam was nazir forever. What's the chilik? Says the Mishnah, nazir elam hichbetzare, a nazir elam, if his hair grows heavy on him, make up betar, or maybe shalash behemus. There's this din that even though he's a nazir forever, included in that nazir forever is, he could lighten the hair with a razor, and he brings three animals when he cuts his ear. He brings three animals as if like a regular person who brings three animals when they complete a Naziris Betara. So he brings three animals when he cuts his ear to make it lighter. It's a halacha b'Shem Sinai that he is able to do that same process to lighten the hair throughout. So he's got to keep growing his ear, but he's able to keep lightening it as well by another Eilam. Whereas by another Shibshi, he can't do that. Furthermore, Fim Nitma, maybe Karmi Tumma, regular Nazir, Eilam, if he becomes Tami, he's got to be a Karmi if he becomes Tami. Whereas Nazir Shibshin, Hichbet Sarai, Eine Mekel. If his hair gets heavy, can't make it lighter. And that's, that video, that fellow, he's a Nazir Shibshin, he hasn't cut his hair in 5 years. There's no thing he can make it lighter. Fim Nitma, Eine Mevi Karmi Tumma. And if he becomes Tami, does not become Tami. The Lashon of Nitma, if he becomes Tami, doesn't become Tami, sounds like if he became Tami, but the Eved, he can't, doesn't become Tami. Not that he's allowed to go to a Levaya or become Tami Chatkila. Gemara's going to fall off Gemara's and say that's not what it means. But that's simply what Lashem means. Now we spoke out, I kind of jumped the gun before, we spoke out before very briefly that there's another chilek. Could you ask out of the nether? Could you go to Chacham? You know the idea of a Taurus nether, it's used the form of a nether. You go to the Chacham to undo a nether. So ask Taisvis, why is Amish not saying another chilek? That Bim Taimar says Taisvis, Shelek Benayu, the Nazar Egyptian less of a Shela, the Nazar Elam is a Shela. Why do you say the chilek is whether you kept Shela asking out of the nether? By Nazar Egyptian, you are not able to ask out of it. It's a permanent pledge, and you can't even ask a shayla at Taras Chacham. Whereas Nazir Eilam, one can ask out of it. That brings the right for the Marmakis of Chabez. The Yishlemer says, "Milsa the less of a Naziris like Tani." The Mishal on Naziris, "Oz the having Nazir Chacham, Rabbi Nazir Shimshon, Kishneim Nazirim." Tani says, "Enachanami." Tani says, "That's really Enachanami." The Mishal is listing chilukim within the practice of Nazirim. This chiluk of whether I have shayla would be one I can get out of the Naziris and one I can't get out of the Naziris. It's not really a chiluk within the actual practice of Naziris. Meaning, the Teretz of the Enochami. That would be another chiluk. The Mishnah lists chilukim. The Mishnah only lists chilukim in the practice of Naziris, not chilukim in the absolving himself or getting out of the Naziris. But again, that would be another chiluk. So, accordingly, we have three chilukim between Nazir Shibshin and Nazir Eilam. Number one, Nazir Eilam can lighten the hair. Number two, he cannot become Tam LeMesim. And number three, he can, yes, ask out of the Naziris, whereas Nazir Shibshin cannot ask out of the Naziris. He can not lighten his hair, but he can be the Tam LeMesim. It says the Gemara. Nazir Eilam, Mat Kashami. Who mentioned Nazir Eilam that you're making, you said, what's the chilukim Nazir Eilam, Nazir Shibshin? You mentioned Shibshin. You mentioned Nazir Shibshin, the prior Mishnah. You never mentioned Nazir Eilam. It says, Mar Chusum Echus Maktani. It's missing in the words, or the way we always teach it means, it's as if it should have said the following words: "Hi, Mary Nazir Eilam, I raise a Nazir. I raise a Nazir. If a person is a Nazir Eilam, he's also a Nazir forever, like Shimshin." And then we ask, "Mami, that's part of that. That should be the beginning of the Mishnah." And then we say, "Ma be Nazir Eilam, Nazir Shimshin, Nazir Eilam hichbim sari make a batar." Maybe Shalosh Behemos, he cuts his hair and he brings three Behemos. Maybe Karmat Tumah. If he becomes Tumah, he has to be Karmat Tumah because he has no Heta to become Tumah. Nazir Shimshin, Hichem B'Sari, Ainu Mekam B'Tar. If his hair gets heavy, he cannot be Mekam B'Tar top of Beis. Ainu Mekam Karmat Tumah, and he does not bring a Karmat Tumah. Fine. Says the Gemara. Karmat Udle Maisi, Abba Nazir Shchayalai. Sounds like a Karmat he doesn't bring, but he can, the Maisa, he is Nazir Shchayal, meaning it prohibits him from becoming Tumah. You tell me a Nazir Shimshin cannot become Tamei, it doesn't fit like Rabbi Yehuda Akiva Shimon, the tying link to the Baisa. Rabbi Yehuda Akiva Nazir Shimshin, Mutta Tamei Mesim. He says a Nazir Shimshin is Mutta to come Tamei the Mesim. She came to see Shimshin, Shin is Mei, because we find that Shimshin himself became Tamei. So Rabbi Yehuda says Nazir Shimshin is Mutta Tamei Mesim. That's what we own. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, no. Haimer Nazir Shimshin, Naimer Klum. Rabbi Shimon doesn't agree with the concept of Nazir Shimshin Bechlal. Why? Big Yisayin. Shalem Hatsin Shimshin. Did Shimshin have a pledge of Naziris? Or was he born and already was declared, like we pointed out before, while his mother was pregnant, that this child is going to be dedicated as a Nazir forever? He didn't declare Naziris. He was a Nazir from birth. He never made the declaration. Why should that make a difference? This gets into a topic we've had before. We had in the Darim, Nais Chazara, that a person can only make a neder, he has to be matvis, he has to connect with a davar hanader. I can only pledge that this table should be usher, like something, if that thing also is something that can make usher. For example, I can pledge a carbon eila. So I can say, this table should be to me like an eila. Because I can pledge an eila, I can make this table an eila. But I can't pledge with davar usher. Somebody said, here in the usher, I can't make a pledge, I make the table telling you that. Well, Shimshin wasn't pledged. Shimshon wasn't pledged. Shimshon himself never made a pledge. When a guy says, "Ready now," Shimshon says, "Reb Shimon, it doesn't work. It's not nazirus at all." So, Marashach, according to Reb Shimon, this whole topic doesn't a pledge of nazirus Shimshon isn't a pledge at all. It doesn't work. And according to Buda, a pledge of nazirus Shimshon allows for tumah, just like Shimshon was able to become tumah. So, who's the author of the diak of our Mishnah that says that if he becomes tumah, you don't need a carpet? Sounds like lechatchila can't become tumah. Who holds nazirus Shimshon cannot become tumah? Says my money, Reb Yehuda, Hamalafi lechatchila. Reb Yehuda says, lechatchila can become tumah. Umasisan ktani im nitma, and the Mishnah's nitma is much as only midiyevet. Ikrab Shimon, Hamalechaylav nizirus klal. There's no nazirus of Shimshon at all. Answer the Marlel Reb Yehuda. The idea of Tani Kami Nazar Eilam Im Nitma Tananami Kami Nazar Shimshon Im Nitma. In the ratio by Nazar Eilam who cannot become Tamei, if he became Tamei, he's high of a carbon. So over there we say Lashon of Im Nitma because he's not supposed to become Tamei, and of course it's B'dievet. And if he became Tamei, he's high of a carbon. So the Sefer, for symmetrical purposes, the Sefer writes the same Lashon that by Nazar Shimshon, if he became Tamei, he does not be a carbon. But the truth in the Sefer, it's not just if he became Tamei, he's allowed to become Tamei. It's not just that B'dievet became Tamei, he's allowed to become Tamei. It's not a problem. Lechatchila. To become tummy, the lashon was called lavdafka, was not namaduyik, because it was matching up to the ratio. Now, let us say the machlekes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda is the following machlekes. If a person pledges that this loaf of bread, let's say, should be to me like a bechar, Reb Yaakov Eser, Reb Yehuda Matir. Reb Yaakov says it's aser, the loaf of bread, the nedos chal. Reb Yehuda Matir says no, nedos chal. Matir. Reb Yehuda nedos chal. Now, why would Reb Yehuda say nedos chal? Because again, bechar is not something which is davar hanadar. You can't donate a bechar. You can't gift a pledge a bechar. A bechar is a bechar. It's born that way. It's a bechar. And therefore, bechar the machlokes is, if a person is making a neder in a davar hanadar, Reb Yaakov says, it doesn't work. Reb Yaakov says, sorry, the neder does work. And therefore, it's aser, this loaf of bread. Reb Yaakov says, it doesn't work. You have to pledge davka davar hanadar, not davar aser. My love, Rabbi Yehuda, Savak Rabbi Yaakov, Yehuda that says that being making a pledge of Nazirus like Shimshon holds like Rabbi Yaakov, the Amar, Leba'in Davar Nader, you don't have to make a pledge with a vowable item, with an item that could be pledged. Rabbi Shimon, who said that the Nazirus Shimshon is a chal, because Shimshon himself never made the pledge, he subscribes to Savak Rabbi Yasi, the Amar Be'in Davar Nader, who says we need to have something which is, you can make a pledge on your own. The very Kishmaka, Pilpul, the Rabbi Yaakov, and Rabbi Yasi's Machlaikis is identical to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, the Marzal Light. To come up in Davar Nader, I'll say that everyone agrees you need Davar Nader. Everyone agrees you need Davar Nader. Meaning, in the Machlekes of Rav Yaakov and Rav Yasi, they all agree that you need Davar Hanader. And why is Rav Yaakov saying that when a person makes a pledge, this loaf of bread should be like a Bechar, the Ned is still going to be Chal? Shiny Gabi Bechar, the Chziv, La Hashem, the Rabbi says a Bechar. It's different by Bechar, because the Pasuk says La Hashem. We say La Hashem, by the way, in Parsha of Nadarm. In the Parsha of Nadarm, it says La Hashem. We say the word La Hashem. This all starts sounding familiar. This all Chazara, this all Shakratayah was in Nadarm. I think it was like Dafid Gimel, Dafid Dal over there. So this Lashon of Lashem comes to be Marba, that there's a case where there's something Lashem, and still you could use it for a neder. What's that? Bechar. Comes to be Marba, the case of Bechar. And apparently, Marba didn't feel need to explain how Rabbi Huda holds that it works by Shimshon, because even though, yes, Shimshon was Min HaShemayim, but still, that's like, it's a reference point. Really, Rabbi Huda could agree that it's Davar Nader. But over there, There's no clear record that we say that there wasn't any neder there. It was told by the Malach that there should be a Naziris forever. Maybe they made a pledge. It's not a clear indication that it doesn't have to be a Davar Hanader. And therefore, Behuda and Rebbe can both subscribe that every neder only works with a Davar Hanader if you're connecting it to another pledgeable item. And the case of Bechar is different. The case of Bechar is different because you have the drasha of Lashem. Says the Rav Yasi. When Rav Yasi talk, what do you do drasha of Lashem? Lashem comes to include that there's a case of something Lashem that you can go make an eder connected to it and it still works. So why not say it's Bechar? I'm a chosei. I'll Lashem and by the rabbi's chatas Lashem. It comes to include chatas Lashem. First it says, this table should be for me like a chatas Lashem. Now, Chatas Hashem also, you can't just go donate the Chatas Hashem. A person only brings the Chatas Hashem if he's high, if he has a chait, if he has an aveira, to bring the Chatas Hashem for. You can't go and just pledge a Chatas an Hashem. So, if a person says, this table should be a Chatas an Hashem, I would think it doesn't work because it's not a Dover Hanadur. So, Kamash Malan, then it does from Hashem. It says, Mamar Yisrael, the Rabbis Chatas Hashem, who likes his Bechar, why didn't he see fit to include Chatas Hashem? But basically saying, Chatas Hashem, he learns from Hashem, but not Bechar. Why did he see fit to go that way? Maybe go the other way. Marbani Chatas Vashem Shekain Matvis Beneder, Maitin Es Bechar, Shem Matvis Beneder. There's a big difference. Yes, I can only bring a Chatas or Nashem if Chalila, if I have a Chait. But which animal becomes the chatas? Which animal becomes the Hashem? That's my choice. I'm the one making this animal the chatas. I'm pledging, I'm putting, infusing Kedusha into this animal as a chatas or into this animal as Hashem. By Bechar, it's not up to me. It's the firstborn. And therefore, the Bechar is less Davar Hanadar than chatas Hashem. We're going to include one. I ran the chatas Hashem. Rabbi Yaakov, what's he going to say? I'm going to say Bechar Namat Tisu Benadu. Bechar also Yimat Tisu Benadu. Why? Itanya Shabbos Rabbi Beinu Aimer. Menayin l'neil v'lay b'char. How you know that person has a b'char that's born b'seich edrei in his flock? She mitzvah olav l'tishrei. Even though, kind of beautiful connection to Shabbos. Even though Shabbos is Shabbos, whether we make kiddush or not, it's still Shabbos. B'char is a b'char, whether you make say b'char or not. But there's a mitzvah to be makdashit. Shenem, we discussed what that means. Is it just stama like a hiddur, or is it some chalais really happening? We discussed that back in Nedarim. Shenem, hazachar takdish. So hazachar takdish tells me that there's a din to sanctify the bechar, and therefore it becomes called somewhat a davar another. Yeah, there's a mitzvah makdashit, but if you don't go and be makdashit, is it not going to be kaddish? Avad, it's still going to be kaddish, even if you're makdashit, and therefore that's not called a davar another. It's not called pledgeable. It's something which is inherently has kedusha even without you, and therefore you cannot make another tali in bechar. Quarter base, quarter back of one can. Nami. Once you have the word Lashem by Neder, those who have the Davi right now, I think you can, I don't know, you can just maybe listen to the rest on the recording because, 6:30? Sorry. Okay, fine. Okay, I have 4 minutes. Gavaldi, perfect. Sorry. Gavinazir Nami, the Ksiv Lashem. The Gavinazir, it says Lashem. Just like we have by Neder, the word Lashem, when we're saying Lashem comes to include of matvis bedavar like a bechar or a chatzas Hashem bechalik shabesi or yakov that comes to include that the such an enter works. What does Lashem by Nazir teach me? So this the beautiful chazar we had back in the Dharma, I think it's Afches. Who in Bayleil Chetanya Amr Shimon Tzadik. When Yamilei Chalti Hashem Nazir Tamim all my days I never eat from the Hashem of Nazir Tamim Chutz Man Mechuk except for one man. She Bayleil Min Adar. He came from the south. Yafei Naim V'Teiv Rei. Very handsome dude. Uksesiv Sedura is like Tatalim. He had nice eyes. He was good looking, he had beautiful hair and curls. Amar Tulai said to him, Bini, Maris Lashachis Sar Nazeh, why did you see fit to destroy your beautiful hair by making yourself another, which is, of course, you have to shave it off? Amalei, he said to me, this is what this fellow responded, Roya Yisi Lavi Biri. I was a shepherd for my father back in town, Halachti Lashav Maim and Amayan, and I went to go get water from the spring, Nistakalti Bavua Shali, and I saw my reflection in the water, Upachas Yitzrielai, and the Yitzhara came over me, Ubikish to Danim and Ailam, came over me to go start doing Averis Pashtas, go start sinning with my beautiful looks. And to go start doing Averis, and it wanted to take me out of this world. Amarti lai, want to take me out. Again, Pashas was going to say another chapter shortly, but Pashas is take me out of the world with the Averis of Znus and the like. Amarti lai, I said to my Yitzhara, Reka, empty one. Why are you having a gaiv in a world that doesn't belong to you? Safely as Rimit Leah. You know what happens to all humans at the end? They're all in the ground with worms and bugs. That's what happens to everyone. Havayda, Lashon Shvua, Shagav L'Shamayim, I'm going to make sure to shave off my hair, L'Shamayim, Amati V'Shaktiv Al-Reish. It says, Shimon HaTzadik, I stood up and I kissed him on the head, Amar Tulei, K'maischa Yibin Azim B'Yisrael, like you, there should be more Nazim B'Yisrael. This is the basic idea we've been saying from, again, very from the last Masechta, but from the Hakdama as well, that this, again, Naziris in the right form, in the right time, in the right purpose, beautiful thing. It's a kaddishia says, "What Christ are you, the Zir Bisrael, Alechas Vaymer, Ish Kiafli Linder, Neder, Nazir Lahazir Lashem." Vishimshin says, "The Marvin second, Vishimshin Lav Nazir Have." I v'chsev he nazer lekim he anam rabbetem. Yeah, it's the Gemara. Hasamal. The Gemara just asks, was Shimshon a nazer? Going back on Shimon sheet, Shimon had said that Shimshon was never declared a nazer. He was never declared a nazer. So how can you make a nazir as Tully and Shimshon? He was a nazer. Ask the Gemara. I says he was a nazer. So Gemara answers on behalf of Shimon. Yeah, it was a malach that declared it. The malach was saying that a declaration was of nazirus, but it was never a declaration of human, none of the people involved ever declared his ears, and that's why Shimonly souls, you cannot make another Shimshon, you cannot copy another Shimshon because it was never made a Nazirus, a pledge by a Ben Adam. So the Mashah says a beautiful Pshat on this Gemara. I'm going to ask a couple questions on this last Gemara, the story about this young guy, this beautiful, handsome guy, that Pash Pshat was saying it means Tardim and Ailam, his Yetzer wanted to take him out of the world to Averis of Arias. Mashah says that he has a couple questions. Why was it important that the guy came from Dharam? He's telling me a story. He says he came from Dharam, number one. Number two, why is it relevant, important that he's Royat Sain Aviv? He was watching the sheep of his father. And lastly, why is it relevant that he's Royat Sain Aviv Be'iwi? So you could say, simple, that was how the story happened. He was watching his father's sheep in the city. He went to the Mayim, it's kind of what he said. That details led to the story. But the Gemara seems to be bringing out these details, L'chera, extra information. You could have just said, I saw my reflection. What do you know all those details? So Mashal wants to suggest, we know the Gemara tells us elsewhere, HaReitzesh Yachim Yadrim. One who wants to get smart, what should you do? Go to the south. In the south, apparently, is where the Chachma emanates from. Go to the south. This fellow said, I'm from the south. He was saying in a humble way, I'm smart, I'm learned. And still, what was I doing? I was busy watching the Tzedek of my father. Why? Because I was doing Kibbutz Abayim. And not only was I watching the Tzedek of my father, I was doing Be'iri in the city, B'fnei Kol. I wasn't just doing it out in the boondocks where no one sees me. I'm doing B'fnei Kol. I'm being Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Kibbutz Abayim, of watching the Tzedek, even though not necessarily the most appropriate job for someone of my stature. And then when I saw my reflection, I saw I'm also handsome. So that was too much of a combination. My answer got told me, said, this is what you're doing. You're a handsome guy. You're mega talented. You're smart. You're going to be busy doing this Aveda of Kibra Ve'im. So on that, Bikish HaTorah Ben Olam, says the Masha, is beautiful. We know there's two verses in the Torah where the Torah says very clearly, Bracha of Arichas Yamim. One is Shlo HaKein. The other is Kibra Ve'im. So Bikish HaTorah Ben Olam, says the Masha, the Yetorah wanted to schlep me away from doing the service of being a shepherd for my father, not necessarily going involved with arayas. What they schlep me away from serving my father and doing kibbutz aim, he's because it's tardim in ailam. Take me away from this world, I'm going to lose my bracha of arichas yamim. And therefore, he made an eder to be an nazir to fight combat that desire. So the Rashi, that's why it's important, all those details, because it was a kibbutz aim type of nekuda, not necessarily a nekuda of arayas, a different take on the Sol Gemara that we've had in the past. Have a wonderful Shabbos, pick up Mitzvah on Shabbos.